It's the Satellite Sisters.
Hi, this is Leanne Dolan.
I'm Monica Dolan.
This is Sheila.
I'm Liz Dolan.
This is Julie.
Real sisters, real life, real conversation. Come on over, down to the corner of my sisters and my brothers. There for one another, won't you? Come on over. Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Tackling the world one cup of coffee at a time. The Satellite Sisters.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. It is Sunday, September 21st, and we have just the Southern California Sisters here for you today. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, joined on the line by our long-lost sister, Sheila Dolan, who's only in South Pasadena, but we've had some connectivity issues.
I just want to say I like Skype, but Skype doesn't like me. I've had about 16 screen names. And I tried to log in yesterday as Entertaining Sheila, and they told me it had been taken. I mean, how is that possible?
Well, obviously you took it like 5 years ago and forgot about it.
I don't really remember that, but it could be. I'm really happy to be here with you girls.
And Leanne Dolan, you are in Pasadena, California.
Woo, yeah, I am just recovering from the Outlander wedding episode that I watched this morning. Get a bucket of ice water, lady. I'm ready to take the ice bucket challenge.
Woo! Really? You can handle that early on a Sunday morning? That seems very emotionally demanding.
I wanted to watch it last night, but, you know, my husband wanted to go to sleep. So, I watched it this morning. I hope Julie gets a chance to watch it before the Tuesday show. That's all I can say. Woo!
All right. Well, we have quite a rundown for you today. Leanne, you're going to tell us about the worst girls' night ever. So can't wait for that.
Yep.
And then Sheila, you've already had back to school night. We're going to hear about that. How can it already be back? Well, I guess you're already back to school. Whatever. Then Leanne has some insanely bad career advice, so we always need that. I have a few health issues I wanted to review. The update on my personal pneumonia, but then also just the vast expansion of paleo into a total lifestyle now. Sheila, you had a day of beauty yesterday, so of course we want to hear all about that, right?
Of course.
And Leanne has some movie news, and I have some movie news, so there you go. It's an extremely full show, starting with Worst Girls' Night Ever.
All right, so here's what happened. My husband was out of town all last week, so I made plans with my friend Caroline. We were supposed to go out, Caroline, Natalie, and I, just have a glass of wine. And then Natalie couldn't go, and Caroline said, hey, you know, they're offering these $10 tickets for this play at the Boston Court Theater. Why don't we do that? And that sounded fun, like a play on a Thursday night for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Especially because it starred Brooke Adams, I guess, and Tony Shalhoub. All right.
Wow, so that's a blast from the past.
Yes. Yeah. Two really good actors together. I did not know at the time when I confirmed that they are married. They are husband and wife.
I had no idea.
And Tony Shalhoub.
So, I knew that. Okay, go.
And the name of the play was Happy Days. That sounded fine. So I said, let's meet at the fab new hotel that just opened, the Constance, and we'll have a drink first, and then we'll go to our $10 play. Great.
Yeah, fun.
It all sounded good, right?
Yeah.
So we show up at the new hotel, and this is a Dusit brand hotel there. I guess they have very chic hotels in Europe and Asia, but this is the first one in the United States. And they've spent years renovating this old hotel in Pasadena. And I walk into the bar, and okay, girls, I want you to imagine, what's the least flattering color light you could possibly be sitting under in a hotel bar? Might it be a blue light?
Wow.
Blue light. And not just a couple, like a dramatic lightscape of blue lights. It was like a bad Christmas light display and made even worse by like bright white furniture in this old sort of Spanish hotel. It was just the most bizarre, unappealing hotel bar I have ever been in. And so then to take like horrible service and bright blue lights.
Wow. That is a good start to a night.
Yeah. And add to that, like, wine that was just a lot more expensive than it should be. You know, I mean, we're not Beverly Hills here in Pasadena. So if you're going to charge $20 for a glass of wine under blue lights, You better bring it faster than 25 minutes after I sit down. I'll tell you that.
Well, for $20, you should get your choice of lighting. You should be able to, like, change the color.
Liz, at one point, the lights were going up and down and up and down in brightness, and we asked our waiter slash personal trainer, like, what is happening with the lights? Is this, like, the Bellagio? Is it a light show? And he's like, no, there's only one light switch in the whole hotel, and so we're trying to dim lights here, but that makes the lobby lights, too. Dim. Oh. I was like, okay, that's a lie, Thor, but all right.
So they're having a light switch war between the lobby and the bar? Good.
It was just, we're like, okay, let's just move on to the play. Let's not overthink this. We're never coming back here, but okay. So we moved on to the play, and, you know, we hadn't really processed anything other than $10, Tony Shalhoub, Brooke Adams. Well, Happy Days apparently is by Samuel Beckett.
Oh, no. So that's a downer, right? That's what you're saying, downer?
I don't feel like examining my soul on a girl's night out.
Oh, wow, Leon. And those two in a Beckett play? Wow.
So here's just briefly, like, the synopsis of the play. It is, you know, an existential exploration of, you know, marriage. Imagine, though, Brooke Adams and Tony Shalhoub spend the entire 2 hours and 30 minutes buried in a pile of dirt.
Oh, is this like the one where only their heads stick out?
Yes.
Is it that play?
Yes.
Oh, right. This is a classic, Samuel Beckett.
Yes. 2 hours, Brooke Adams, Tony Shalhoub, pile of dirt. And Tony Shalhoub, we don't see him. He's Monk, if you're wondering, who's that guy? He's Monk, right? Yeah. Very good actor. Many Emmys, Golden Globes. The entire first act of the play, he never turns and faces the audience. There's some grunting and groaning. He never says a single line facing the audience. So it is Brooke Adams who plays this sort of eternal optimist, even though she is being buried alive in a pile of dirt. And then we never see his face. And then in the second act, it's 45 minutes of her saying, she's in the first act, she's buried up to her waist. And then, Liz, you come back in the second act and she's buried up to her freaking neck in the, yeah. In the dirt.
So at this point now, that's like your worst nightmare come true anyway, just being buried.
As a
claustrophobic, you don't even want to have to look at that.
And they were showing parallels to, like, marriage or getting old or Alzheimer's or, oh, my God, this is my life, just buried in a pile of dirt. I mean, it just – we started to just sink down and down and down. I mean – and then by the end of the play, like, the last 5 minutes, whole second act, Brooke Adams – I mean, she's an incredible actress, and she's doing an incredible job, but she's buried in a pile of dirt. Like, there's no action. And then the last 3 minutes of the play, Tony Shalhoub crawls out of the dirt cave, honestly, and then crawls towards his wife. There are no words. He never speaks a single line, like, facing the audience.
Ooh.
And then...
Ironic for Monk to do that. Yes.
I looked at Caroline. I was like, this was the worst girl's night out ever. She's like, yes, it was. I said, we deserve a complete do-over.
Oh, Leon.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad. And so just a warning. Like, I gave away the ending of the play, so you never go to see it. Okay? I don't want anybody in the satellite sister to go see this play.
Okay.
So there you are.
Wow.
Oh, Leon. Yeah. Well, you know, I had my night out, my big night out this week was back to school night. I mean, that is the Sheila show. And I am proud to say I've been a teacher this is my 25th year. And in the 6 years that I've been teaching at a private school in Pasadena, total filibuster, shut it down. Basically welcome the parents. And then I do something which is, I think, very unique and very special. I do a share and care. I share my goals for their children. And then I ask each parent to introduce themselves, tell us who your child is, and state maybe one goal for your child this year. By the end of the share and care, we have tears. I mean, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it's very powerful. and parents are crying, and it's just where I want them to be. You know what I mean?
So your ulterior motive is actually no hard questions for the teacher, right?
Right. But, and so then I have them, they're crying, and then I start my pitch, which is a half an hour of fast talking, going through every element of the curriculum, everything I expect, everything, you know, that's going to happen in third grade. And then I say, are there any questions? And I'm done. I shut it down. And so on one hand, I'm just very happy about that. Mm-hmm. And that's good. That's a good thing. On the other hand, I got some comments this year, which kind of surprised me and definitely depressed me. I always knew I was a good teacher, but I'm now being referred to as the Earth Mother type, which to me just means I'm old and I'm fat.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that about? Have I ever been an Earth Mother type?
No.
So
well,
a couple.
If you play the caring card too many times, Sheila, right. You're gonna get Earth Mother sooner or later.
I mean, maybe it had something to do with the unstructured Eileen Fisher dress I was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
And scarf that I used as a shawl.
Yeah, so, it could be that. Did you serve any kind of, like, raw snacks? Was there anything like that?
No, there's no food, Liz.
Oh.
But that was just an interesting note.
Yeah.
That I'm now being sort of billed as the Earth Mother type. And, but otherwise, extremely successful back to school night. And the other thing I just want to say is all the parents are getting really young. I mean, it is scary. When you look out there and they're just like these young, fresh faces. And, you know, it's scary, Leanne.
Yeah, it is. I mean, well, your kids are 8, so those parents could be, you know, just like 35 or so. I mean, you know, they're young.
They're super young.
Yeah.
And, but again, very successful back to school night and, you know, all is good. And I feel like I'm off to another great year.
Well, Liz, I had the opportunity to go speak to Sheila's class this week.
She about
needed
what?
A 20-minute fill-in about author purpose. So,
Leon,
I showed up and we killed it. Right? We rocked it.
We killed it. My director was there. The kids loved Leon. They just could not get enough of her, and they were. It was just a very successful lesson on what it means to be a writer, and everybody was very excited and. Yeah, I mean, I've had Julie. Liz, you filled in for me.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sheila, you are the last, you are not an Earth Mother in class. Speaking of shut it down, you shut down those kids that are just raising their hands like crazy demons. Just raising their hands for no reason.
Just waving their hands in the air. I mean, at all times. Yes, Leon, I'm very, very strict in class.
And then you call on them, they got nothing. They're just waving their hands. I forget about that. It made me laugh.
I noticed when I did my lesson on Africa, there was a lot of non-question questions.
Yeah.
People just wanted to add statements they wanted to make.
Yeah.
I said, you know, write your question for Mrs. Treidler on the post-it. They were supposed to be prepared. So anyway, we're, you know, another year and parents are getting younger. A lot younger.
All right. Well, Sheila, I know I have some career advice for you then. And this is possibly the worst career advice I've ever read. I saw it on someone's LinkedIn page. And I'll just say right there, I don't understand LinkedIn. What is that? I don't know how I'm supposed to use it. Nothing good has ever come of it for me.
No.
I get a lot of requests from men in Europe who want me to read their manuscripts. I don't understand that. Thierry, please stop. Stop requesting my friendship. Not interested, Thierry, in reading your manuscript.
I have good friends that send me requests. I never answer them.
So I saw this from an alleged career coach, okay? Her name is Kathy Caprino, and I'm calling her out because I think she wrote this for 17-year-old boys. Okay, here are three things you're not supposed to do at work, all right?
This is what she says you shouldn't do at work.
You shouldn't do work. These are, you know. So, and this is on LinkedIn, okay? Number one, speak out, behave, or quit out of revenge or rage. Yeah. No crap, Kathy.
So she's against that.
She's against that. Wow.
Okay, revenge and rage in the workplace. Well,
pretty basic.
Going out on a limb with that, Kathy.
I know. Okay, here's something else you're not supposed to do. No lying at work. Again, but is she writing these for 17-year-olds?
Well, she's not wrong.
Can't argue. Right. Don't get out of rage. Stop lying. And here's the last one. Stop declaring you're miserable. All right? No one wants to hear you lying at work. Oh, that is the path to success. Don't you think? That just going to open up your career for you once you stop declaring you're miserable.
Well, it says a lot about who her current client base must be. This is what they need to hear.
Or that people think this is good advice and they're reposting it on LinkedIn, whatever that is. I don't know.
I'll keep that in mind, Leah.
Keep it in mind, Sheila. No quitting out of revenge or rage. Right? So stop lying to those kids. You're never going to call them.
Oh, my gosh.
They're miserable enough as it is.
Right, right.
Okay, well, thanks for recommending LinkedIn, Leanne, because I also never click on that.
But you have a million friends, Liz.
Yeah. Well,
because I sometimes I'm in your orbit and then I see how many people you are connected with. I don't have nearly as many connections, but then I think, well, I'm not really that connected. I sit at home alone and work by myself.
I just don't understand it either. I mean, I always assumed it was just everybody who needs a job, you post your resume there. So, and as much as I don't really need a job, I don't go there very often.
Right.
But people do seem to be expanding it now into more of a social network or just like building up their online profile there. And don't you already? I just have too many places to go check messages already. I know we've talked about this before, but like Facebook Messenger, stop with that. No, I'm not clicking on LinkedIn. Even the people that tweet me, I have to admit, it's days or weeks before I actually see that. So I don't know. There's just too much connection. Actually, which is part of this health block, which I am now going to jump into here.
Jump in.
Just an update on my personal health and a couple of things related to health in general. So as I mentioned, if you listened to last Sunday's show, I sounded okay, but right after the show, I went off to the urgent care center in Santa Monica where I was diagnosed with pneumonia. So that's why I was available for the Tuesday show.
Right.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code Sad Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code Sat Sisters at oseamalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to oseamalibu.com and use code Sat Sisters for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your Butcher Box account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your Butcher Box on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Sick. Yeah, I was homesick on Tuesday. And so when Julie was not available because she's on Nana duty taking care of her new granddaughter in Brooklyn, Leanne dialed me in. And I gave you a little bit of an update that, yes, I went in and I was having trouble breathing when we were in Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a work thing last week, but I thought it was the altitude. And then when I came home and I was still having trouble breathing in Santa Monica, which is sea level, I knew I had a problem. Anyway, it didn't take them very long to diagnose this. So, but I had a very low-key week. I took the antibiotics they gave me, and I feel a lot better, a lot better. So today I went to the American Lung Association website just to like check up again on like, okay, now that I'm a week past, you know, I had the, and feeling a lot better, what is my actual recovery arc going to be like? And mm-hmm. So there's the explanation where there's viral pneumonia where antibiotics don't work, and then there's bacterial pneumonia where your doctor will prescribe antibiotics. So that's what I got, like a Z-Pak. And then there are other things you're supposed to do, like hydrate and a proper diet, which I think is always good advice. But then on the recovery, it says a healthy young person may lead a normal life within a week. So I'm thinking, okay, it's a week. I'm feeling pretty good. And then the next sentence is, for middle-aged people, it may be weeks before they regain their usual strength and feeling of well-being.
Oh.
So that was a downer because, of course, I immediately associated with the healthy young person part of the paragraph before they reminded me, you know, it's like being reminded, told you're an earth mother, I guess.
Right. I know. It's
just that.
Yeah. Please. Yes.
So weeks before I regained my usual strength and feeling of well-being. And then I started to think, God, it's been like several years since I've had a feeling of strength and well-being.
No,
But you even recognize it.
Yes. What does that feel like?
That's a good point, Liz.
It's an excellent goal, but what is that now? I don't even know what that would be anymore now that I'm in middle age. I mean, the fact that my birthday was last week has me super conscious of this. And Sheila, your birthday is next week, correct?
I know. Earth Mother.
For September babies, you know, middle-aged September ladies, we have these things on our minds. So my doctor said I travel around so much, you know, getting this bacterial stuff. How do I avoid that? She said, there's literally nothing you can do except wash your hands a lot. So I'm fine.
Yes.
Okay. But
I agree with your doctor because
thank you, Dr. Dolan.
I've been researching that. Yes.
My problem is like you're on an airplane so much and I feel like even going into the bathroom in an airplane is compromising your immune system somehow. You know, there's just probably so many germs in the bathroom.
Yes.
You don't want to do that. Anyway, so now I'm shopping around for what is going to help me regain my feeling of strength and well-being, whatever that is. So there was a handy-dandy story in the fashion and style section of the New York Times this week called The Paleo Lifestyle, The Way, Way, Way Back. And, of course, by now, we've talked about paleo before on this show, and the sort of crossover between the paleo diet, which is centered around pasture-raised meat, eggs, fresh food and vegetables and nuts, but no carbs or grains or anything like that. So there's a lot of crossover between paleo as a way of eating and CrossFit, Leanne, as a way of working out, right?
Yes.
So we've had the CrossFit discussion before. There was one very funny detail in this story about a CrossFit. Now you can go to like CrossFit camp. It's where participants, here's some of the activities. These are CrossFit retreats, right? So the activities at the CrossFit retreats include crawling up hillsides on all fours. Balancing on logs over creeks, which actually does sound fun, and playing catch with rocks. Playing catch with rocks, Leanne.
Oh my God.
Because that's what the cave people did, is, you know, they played catch with rocks. So, so if you want to sign up for that for your next vacation, go for it. But the point of the article was that as people get into the paleo diet and...
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Because, you know, it is the nature of my work that it is device driven.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's hard to just sort of put that stuff away. So there's was some interesting advice in here about what people have done to make the move from paleo the diet to paleo the lifestyle. And one woman in here says, everyone recognizes now that if you eat a squeaky clean diet but are still going to bed at 1 a.m. after watching TV, waking up at 6 a.m. with an alarm clock and slathering yourself with sunscreen, it doesn't matter how good your diet is, you're not going to be healthy. So I buy that, right? Or I just buy the lots of electronic stimulation right before you go to bed can't be good. So I actually, for the last month, haven't been watching any TV before I go to bed.
Oh, Liz, that's major.
Yeah.
Major.
Sad. I'm sad for you.
I am, however, laying in bed, listening to podcasts on my iPad.
All right. Well, okay.
But
all
right. I feel like I'm still not getting the bright screen in my face, right?
Right.
So it's just a little bit of audio stimulation.
Yeah.
So it's some stimulation, but so I've made that move. I'm not willing to go. Let's see. There was another step in here where they got into. Oh, here's another thing about sleeping. I wanted to know if you guys, if this was even doable in your lives. So this is another expert who wrote a book called The Primal Blueprint. And it's all about, again, this ancestral health movement. And basically that your sleep patterns, as they were for the cavemen, should be shaped by sunrise and sunset. And that if you could just go with that, you would automatically be healthier. Now, am I the only one who can't go to bed at sunset? That seems like a bridge too far.
Well, I crashed after parents' night the day after that, sunset, before sunset, 4:30, I was out. And I was out for 4 hours.
Really?
After which time I woke up and had a quick snack and went back to bed. So I could...
You can sleep a whole night after a four-hour nap?
Yes. I mean, that's the kind of energy, Earth Mother energy I'm giving out at parents' night. I think I am an Earth goddess. I really do. I think I need to go paleo.
Yes, that's what you need. Another faux lifestyle layered on top of your many other strange health and fitness habits. Yes, please, by all means.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank Prose for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Prose is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that Prose hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Prose is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, Pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. Prose isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, Prose, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Prose. Prose is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at prose.com/sisters. And Prose is spelled P-R-O-S-E. prose.com/sisters. Thanks, Prose.
Leon, your house, I know, gets up way before sunrise.
Yeah.
And goes to bed way after sunset.
Yeah. So, well, you know, we're, my husband and I are early to bed, early to rise. So it's not sunrise to sunset, but we're pretty good about that. But teenagers, they don't do that. Right. So it's just, the world works in a different way. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all like sleep 12 hours a night?
That'd be so awesome. Great.
You know, there's a lot of sense to that. But on the other hand, we're also not cavemen.
Yeah. No, one of my problems with this whole ancestral health movement is that they did die when they were like 22.
Right. So they weren't actually that healthy. So I have seen anthropologists really break down this whole paleo thing. As, you know, first of all, there were thousands and thousands of years between eating meat and the diet we eat now. It's not like that transition happened overnight and made us so healthy. We added all these things into our diet that made us healthier over thousands and thousands of years. Mm-hmm. So, there is actually, you know,
you've done some research. Yeah.
Well, I'm tired of people. My husband has gone faux paleo, and basically it means he won't eat pasta. I'm like, okay, but sometimes I don't want to cook meat. So I'm trying to muster up an argument with that. Like, I don't know, you have pasta at lunch. Paleo is not, I won't eat pasta at dinner. I don't know why he puts it out on that. I can figure it out.
Tell him to go move a few rocks around
in
the backyard.
He's going to do that. That's what he does. You know how he loves moving stuff around.
That's true. Your husband does have some caveman habits.
He does. So
if he's just in the backyard throwing rocks around with the boys, that's good.
That is good. The boys don't like it, though. But okay. No. Yeah. It was funny, though, to see that it is a whole lifestyle. You know, people just want to bond over stuff. Well, whatever. If it's your diet and your CrossFit and your tequila made from agave. Okay, fine.
Okay. Here's one last thing recommended in the story in the New York Times about paleo that I think, like, if I get to this point and actually attempt this in front of any, you know, friends or colleagues, they might think I've totally rounded the bend. So one of these women who was a confessed television addict decided to cut out all electronic devices after 8 p.m. But if she does have to check her phone, she wears amber goggles to block the blue spectrum light that she believes interferes with her circadian rhythms. So,
well, maybe that's what you should have had at the hotel the other night, Leanne.
Exactly. Well, that's what you needed. My circadian rhythms will never recover.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there's paleo. I think there's some stuff in there for me. Maybe not the whole plan, but, you know, less stimulation, more sleep sounds good.
And right.
Doesn't that seem like a good idea?
Yeah, and less processed food. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's fine. And vigorous exercise. That's good. Yeah. That's all good. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a lot to think about, Liz. Yeah. You know, you mentioned our birthdays. Definitely, it's our birthday month. For me, it's back to school. It's a time of renewal. So I decided yesterday, actually, I had gotten to the point where I could not live with my hair the way it was for like 10 minutes longer. So my hair had gotten very long, very straggly, and I had to make a quick decision. And I had to make an important decision in my life, which was, I don't think I can go to your hairdresser anymore.
Well, and the fact that you were driving 30 miles to go to a hairdresser was, you know, you make it sound like I made you do that.
I liked being part of that fantasy for, it's about 2 years since I've been driving. And part of that fantasy, And now I believe the fantasy is over. So, Leon, I went online yesterday searching for the best salons in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. So we do that. Every salon in Pasadena says they've been voted the best salon in Pasadena. So that's confusing. Somebody. That's confusing. And again, I couldn't go a minute longer with my hair the way it was. So I picked
out. So that's really the perfect time to make a decision to change your hairdresser. It is
when you need to have it cut within the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. Who's available now? Yeah.
I realized that. And I called around to a few people. And one salon basically said, well, Melissa's open at 3. And I just didn't like the sound of that name. So I said, you know what? I'll call you back. I didn't want to go to Melissa. But anyway, so I found this salon, Leanne, and I know you've driven by it a million times. Mm-hmm. It's right across from the Pete's Coffee in our neighborhood, a very prominent intersection in Pasadena. There's a little salon tucked away back there called Orpheum.
And they
feature Aveda products.
Yes.
So I was looking for something kind of mid-level, right?
Yeah.
And I like Aveda. And because I'm an earth mother, all of a sudden, you know what? Let's go for it. I don't need a big slick salon.
Well, I was thinking, Sheila, because you're an earth mother, you could just stop dyeing your hair altogether now. Because that's,
No. Let's not go there yet. Okay, because that... Okay, so I booked it at 3:00 with Regina, and I went in, and the first thing I noticed, and again, I had a whole day of beauty yesterday, and I am going to endorse both these establishments, but I'm just telling you what I saw and what I experienced. So I'm not trying to diss them, but I noticed that Melissa had a very tight perm. Regina had a very tight perm. And I didn't know people still got perms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was interesting. But she turned out to be great because this is the deal. I sat down. She said, what do you want to do? I told her, I need a blunt cut. I need all this cut off. I need about an inch off. I told her exactly what I wanted. She ended up doing exactly what I wanted. And then she said, well, do you think you want a little soft layering in front? I go, yeah, let's do some soft layering. So at one point I was basically like picking out hairs for her to cut. It was a co-cutting situation. Basically was standing up, looking in the back. And I went from being completely intimidated by my hairdresser at Liz's salon to being a co-creator at my new salon for my new haircut, which I definitely co-created. And you know what? It's working for me. I mean, I woke up this morning and it's bouncy. It's fresh. I really like it. And I will
That's
go back.
That's a lot of pressure. Wow. I just don't know if I want that. I just want to sit in the chair and have them make it look better. You know, and I'm figuring they have more skill than I do at figuring out how to do that. But
well,
co-creator status, Sheila, good for you. Taking it on.
What I respected about her is that she really checked with me on every move that she was going to make. It wasn't as though she just went in there and did whatever she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, I was telling her which hairs I wanted soft layering with. And you know what? That's fine. I had a great experience. And then I went for it because I needed brow waxing. And again, I'm going to reference a place which Leanne, I mean, anyone listening, I will get $5 off if you go to this
place. Full disclosure.
I am mentioning it. It's the European Wax Center. Now, Leanne,
I just recently noticed that place, and the name made me laugh.
Okay, so please use my name if you go there. The first wax is free. After that, you're on your own. Basically, what I do, I go there, but I have to endure a very hard sell the entire time.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate that.
No, but I've just like tuned them out until yesterday. So basically, I've been tuning them out. I've been there about 3 or 4 times. You get a different person every time. There's no consistency. You don't know what's going on. But you know what they do? They take wax. And then they just peel the wax off. There's no pain. It's European wax.
So European that way.
It's European.
Is that what makes it European?
They do a whole prep and consultation, which I appreciate again. So I basically laid down on the table this time. I had another new girl. She said, well, you know, your brows are uneven. And I wanted to tell her, well, they're uneven because I got them done here last time. But she said, and I co-created my brows as well. I said, you know, this brow is very thinning, you know. And then I knew she was giving me the hard sell. She said, well, you know, you are young. She said, you are young and gorgeous. That's what she said to me. She said, now some women come in here and they're older, so their brows are thinning. And I said, that's just what I told you. I am older. I'm a whole year older, and my brows are thinning. So I want you to go easy on this brow. So she did the brows, and then she did the brow powder. She came in with some hard, dark powder and started filling stuff in.
Yeah.
And it was just insanity. By the end, I looked like Elvira. I mean,
Sheila, wait a minute. I don't understand why you're recommending this place. You just described a bad experience.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to go there just so you get a discount?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you are. No, well, this was funny because I just find it funny. I mean, she said, are you familiar with the three stages of hair growth? And I said, no, lay it on me. Let's do it. Let's tell me. She's like, well, first, there's no hair.
She's stage one. That would be stage zero, usually.
Then there's a little hair. That's what she said. There's a little hair. I said, let me guess. The third stage is there's a lot of hair.
And then, or is there just a little more?
And then you need a wax. Is that the third stage? I mean, I was just having fun with her because she called me young. I mean, please, you know?
That's why you're going back.
But I fell for the brow powder because basically my brows are thinning. So I need some powder to fill in. And, you know, so I came home, washed off my face, got all the powder off. And you know what? It's a great wax job. That's all I want to say. And I want to mention the name again. I get $5 off the European Wax Center.
I believe they're all over the area. So
400 nationwide, people.
Oh, okay. So does have to be your location or could it be any bad European?
And I think anyone can mention my name anywhere in the country.
Okay.
Oh, God. We're going to get so much email about this when that does not work.
I know. Email Sheila directly. Do not email.
And remember, she doesn't read the Facebook page, so don't put it there.
Don't put it there. Don't email me at leanne@chaoschronicles.com and ask me to forward it. I get a lot of those. No, not the Postal Service.
I'm sorry, but that's it. That's my day of beauty.
Oh, hey, you know, that sounds good, Sheila. There was one other recommendation I wanted to give you that was health-related. At the end of my health block, this was a product I read about in today's LA Times under the need to know trends category. And it is a new product called Thermal Strike Heated Luggage. So it's basically a roller bag of luggage that is electrified.
And
you plug it into a wall socket, and then there's a timer unit, and the bag's internal heat takes the bag up to 140 degrees, which automatically kills all the bed bugs, which might be trying.
Oh, I'm buying this.
In your suitcase when you're going from a bed bug infested hotel to your totally pristine home. So,
thank you.
So there's a blue light on the timer that tells you when the electricity is flowing. In other words, when the bugs are dying. And it says an empty bag can be debugged in 2 hours.
But
the company recommends that for a full 8-hour cycle if it's a bag that still has the clothes in it. So I know you had an issue with this last time you were in a New York City hotel. So I just wanted to pass that along.
I was going to say the worse the hotel, the longer you plug that thing in. I mean, and the blue light, wear amber glasses while doing that. I love that idea, Liz.
Okay, just passing that along.
How much does it cost? Does it say?
It's like the same as a regular suitcase. It says the blah, 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 heated luggage is $199 for the 20-inch wheeled carry-on, $249 for the 24-inch wheeled upright, and $399 for the matched bear. Wow. So there you go. heated luggage to kill your bed bugs.
That's fantastic.
What a show we've had here. We've had bad career advice, theater reviews.
Bad careers, bad theater.
Yeah, okay.
Bad wax jobs. What other bad things can we recommend?
Well, I actually want to recommend one good thing. We had a surprising movie choice last night, family movie. I don't know, there we all were, home on a Saturday night. All four of us on the couch, ready to go. It doesn't happen much. So, and all of a sudden on our HBO popped up The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
And this, oh!
You know what? This was the Ben Stiller movie that came out last year. I know it cost a fortune to make, and I don't think it did well at the box office. He directed it as well as starred in it with Kristen Wiig. And it was absolutely delightful. Really? So I would like to recommend The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It is about, you know, based on the famous James Thurber short story, but this time it takes place the last days of Life magazine. So they're using the photos as a metaphor for life. And I thought it was really touching and charming. It's not a big, broad comedy, so I can understand why maybe summer movie audiences didn't get it. But Ben Stiller's great, Kristen Wiig is great, and there are some other, you know, sort of delightful performances. Sheila, one of which includes a guy I think may be the guy for you.
Oh, so, please.
Yeah. So I know, you know, for many years your spirit animal has been Madonna, and
yes.
So this is a sort
also
of,
an Earth Mother.
Yeah, this is a Madonna recycle, but I have to tell you, Sean Penn is in this movie, and wow, Sean Penn. Okay, I'd like you to reconsider Sean Penn, Sheila.
All right. Well, Charlize Theron has reconsidered him.
I know. And you think like, huh, I wonder what she sees in him. And then you see this movie and you're like, oh, now we're going with Charlize.
I always liked him. Yes. I always liked him, Leanne.
Really? All right. Does it strike you as a little volatile?
He is all those things, Liz, but yeah, in this, okay. But he is now an Earth father. So okay. I believe.
Okay.
I bet he's paleo.
He is in this movie. I'm just saying.
Okay, Lynn, I got your drift.
When I saw him, I said, you know, if things go wrong with Charlize, I think Sheila should find a way. I didn't think I'd say that. I know your heart in many ways belongs to Robert Downey Jr., but I just ask you, consider Sean Penn, is what I would say. But I totally recommend the movie. I thought it was absolutely delightful. We loved it.
All right. Well, as long as we're talking about sexy movie stars, I have a movie that I want to recommend to a tiny fraction of our audience. I'm just not sure the whole audience is going to enjoy this, but like Liam, the whole group on the couch at your house last night,
yeah,
your sons, your husband, and yourself would enjoy the new movie, The Guest. So this is a movie that stars Dan Stevens, who you will remember from Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Right? So he quit Downton Abbey because he just didn't want to be like doughy doughboy anymore.
Right.
And he was very convincing as doughy doughboy. And, you know, and people loved him and people were really it was tragic when Matthew Crawley left the show. He has now reemerged as the star of this very bizarre movie called The Guest. And so, the basic story is he's a soldier and he comes to this home in New Mexico and introduces himself to the family there as the good buddy of their son who was killed fighting in the war.
Oh,
and so he ingratiates himself into this family. I don't want to give too much away except to say that he is not what he appears. And at a certain point, volatile would be a good word to describe his character in this movie. So it does, the second half of the movie spins wildly out of control in a fun way. If you are, if you are Leon's sons, Leon or Leon's husband. But if you're really hoping to get back to the roots of Matthew Crawley, that's not going to be happening in this movie.
Okay.
But it's more of a, it has a lot of surprises. There is a lot of violence in it. So you're duly warned. He looks incredibly different than he looked when he was Doughy Doughboy. So that is a very enjoyable part of the movie. And it's called The Guest. I think it just opened this week, but it did very well. It won some awards at Sundance and all the... It's been on the film festival circuit. So small movie, just starting to open around the country. Narrow group of people who... If you would like to see... Let me put it this way. If you've been always curious about the dark side of Matthew Crawley. or another way, if you'd like to see a movie that is the exact opposite of Downton Abbey, this would pretty much be it. With Dan Stevens being the only linkage between those two things at all, in any way. Culturally, historically, in terms of production. Sheila, you might enjoy this. I think...
Now, you know, Leon, what was your movie called? The Guest?
No, that was mine.
My movie's The Guest, and my movie's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I thought they were both called The Guest. Okay, so I got it.
I think The Guest is going to hit some kind of cult status, but not necessarily be widely embraced. That would be my, you know, that would be my prediction for this movie. But Dan Stevens, yeah, he's a lot more than Doughy Doughboy. I will just, I will give you that.
So thank you for the recommendations, ladies.
All right.
You getting out much, Sheila? See any movies? What is entertaining Sheila up to?
Well, you know, I according to the paleo, I have to slather on sunscreen before I go out every day or something.
No, they do not believe in sunscreen. No.
I have not been going out. I've been doing sort of circadian rhythm. I mean, getting up early and going to bed early, Liz.
That's what
I've been doing. Yeah. Been doing some heavy swimming in my pool, enjoying the Rose Bowl again. I'm back on track with that. So I'm just trying to take away the years, the Earth Mother status that I've now gained, and you know, just keep working.
This is starting to depress me. So just.
It's just, you know, Leon, because Sheila and I are both September birthdays. It's just our month for ruminating about age. And, you know, you have your own major milestone coming up, so we will not remind you of it.
Yeah.
Give us a couple weeks, all right?
Yeah, we need to plan a fam party next week. Are people around? Sheila, you around next week? Liz, you around?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right, September birthdays. Let's figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, because
let's go to that hotel. That will be fun.
Yeah, I'd like to see a play about having my body buried in dirt. That would be good. That would be uplifting. I wouldn't think about growing old and dying if I was sitting there watching that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we're the Satellite Sisters. You know you can find us at satellitesisters.com. You can join our Facebook group. Which is Satellite Sisters. Let's see, what else do we need you to know? If you have a download the podcast from iTunes or Stitcher or any of those podcasting services, we would love it if you could subscribe to us, give us a thumbs up, review our show. Anything you can do to share the sisters is always a good thing. And when we post the show every, twice a week now, on the Satellite Sisters Facebook group, if you want to share that on to your own Satellite Sisters online, we would love for you to do that. Anything else we need to remind people of?
I think that's it. That's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are the Satellite Sisters. Leon and Julie will allegedly be back on Tuesday.
That's our plan. Julie will be back. She's got a lot of good Nana material. And then, woo, Outlander. Woo.
And meanwhile, don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.